Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Those tantalizing sounds.
What's he doing over there?
I don't know.
Does he do this every Wednesday?
I think he knows what we've been talking about, and he's just really excited to see the matchup between one Jeff Rieger and John Jansen on Friday.
Are we really doing this?
Oh, now he's going to start backing out. Now he is going to back out.
I'll do it.
Bob Wanowski.
Wait, I got to hear what this is. What is it? I missed it. What are you guys
going
to do?
Wojo joins us here on the Estonia Jansen program. We've got the evening show with Rieger and Wojo. Wojo and Rieger. We have both of them here. And Wojo, so this was brought up earlier. We were talking about, you know, Lions training camp, the full padded practice, the description of Dan Campbell's first day at training camp, and then it led to Jeff Rieger offering this up. Since he is going to be on with me and we are going to be live from Allen Park on Friday morning from 6 to 10, he thought it would be a good idea if I brought my pads. I provided a helmet and pads for him.
Oh, no.
They got to fit me, though, Woj. They got to fit me.
There's a lot of disclaimers coming in now. I'm not sure they have those small, although we could get it from Jack Fox. he wants to go one-on-one with me on the football field.
Thoughts? One-on-one doing what?
So
playing catch?
I get one hit on him.
He gets one hit, then I get a running hit on him.
And he gets one hit on me.
Which, by the way, so, Woj, I came up with this idea because, you know, on the off chance that I catch Jansen on a bad day and he doesn't knock me over, it would be so embarrassing for him. An NFL player could not knock me over. But also, I brought up that I want to hit on him, but I get to take a running start, which was followed by 4 minutes of nonstop laughter by John. I'm, like, big belly laughs because he thought it was so funny that I would have a chance to even hit him.
What you're saying is I need to start interviewing people for another partner, right?
Yeah, probably. Yes. I mean, listen, probably a good idea.
Come Monday, it's no longer the Wojo and Rieger show. It'll just be the Wojo show.
Rieger will come into the station in a full body cast. Can't move his head to the left or the right.
Best I've ever sounded, I'm sure.
That's ridiculous for you to suggest that, Jeff. But again, I'm not surprised. I occasionally do a show with you at 6 p.m. I've heard ridiculousness come out of your mouth.
So what's more ridiculous? Jeff Rieger saying during the month of July that the Tigers would go 20-5 or that he will survive a one-on-one matchup?
I'm going to survive.
I guess it becomes a quality of life after that.
I mean, how bad could it be, honestly?
How often has your lovely wife made you dinner and you sipped it through a straw? Because you're going to be doing that, right, going forward. I mean, just get used to it. I actually think that's more ridiculous than the 20-5 assertion because the Tigers did have a winning stretch, although not 20-5.
They were 14-12.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another winning record. But we did hear from Chris Illich that, and I'm just going to read you a couple of quotes. This was talking about Al Avila. I think Al feels we need to continue to improve our ball club in a high impactful way, followed up by the question of, are you ready to spend this offseason? Undoubtedly, this could happen this winter. Do you believe it?
Well, I believe it because it was couched just enough. I would have called BS and say, oh, he's just pandering to the fans. If he said, this is the winner, we're ready to go for it. I go, well, okay, are you sure about it? But undoubtedly, it could happen. I will say this. I do think he sees what everyone else sees. They're nudging ever closer to that point. It does come down to, and I'm not, of course they can afford things. She does have a rather large pizza company, but it comes down to, do you go after one big beast, Carlos Correa, and get your shortstop and cost a bunch of money? Do you get two, maybe three Midland tier two free agents because your roster still needs a lot of work? Mm-hmm. And I've even heard some people, and Jeffrey, I think you've heard some fans even think like, this isn't the year to go. They're not even close. They're closer, but when you look at their everyday roster, they're not close to the elite teams in baseball, which is why I've always advocated after this season is the year to at least go get your Pudge or Pudge-like or Pudgeable or somebody like Pudge Rodriguez, a veteran star, mm-hmm. that can bring others, which he did, others signed after he signed, and can kickstart this thing.
They need to go out. And they need to at least bring one big-name free agent in for a couple reasons. Number one, it proves Chris Illich is for real, and he's going to spend money. But more than anything else, and yeah, they won yesterday, and yeah, Badu and Haas have been very impressive. But give me the number one most feared batter in this lineup. Is it Miggy still? Is it Jonathan Scope? They need a guy that can hit in the middle of the order that actually makes a pitcher think twice.
No, this is why I think it's shifting for Chris Illich to where he's now feeling better and getting ready closer and closer. The most feared person in his lineup is A.J. Hinch. He, just like when he went and got Steve Yzerman, he felt very good and it was time to push the rebuild. And I think he feels the same way about A.J. Hinch. They went on and praised him quite a bit. They do... Nothing against Ron Gartenhire or whatever, but he's got a good coaching staff and Chris Fetter. To me, it's the same thing with his dad. When Christopher Illich feels like he has the management staff in place, and whatever you want to say about Al Avila, he is drafted well. When he has a management team in place, that's when he starts to go for it. And I think the A.J. Hinch thing is a huge connection in that regard.
Do you think Jonathan Scope is here past this year? The trade deadline has obviously come and gone. There's no reason for Jonathan Scope, unless there's a number of zeros behind a number, for him to sign on the dotted line. Do you think they go out and keep him?
I think they're going to try. You know, he's fallen off a little bit over the course of the season. I mean, I think he's still up there as far as batting average, like a .280. But I think they keep him at the right price. And that's not necessarily being cheap. That's like, don't be stupid. Like a lot of teams, especially around here, have been, well, he's on our team, so we'll overpay to keep a guy. You can't be afraid to upgrade. Like the Pistons, they could have just kept Mason Plumlee, and okay, that's fine. I think they upgraded with Kelly Olynyk. So I think they'll end up keeping Scope because I think they really like him and he's a good guy. He's not as impactful as most first basemen, I guess, although he does have some pop in his bat. I think they'll keep him, but they're not. I don't think they're going to just open up the vault and hand it over to him because I don't think he's going to get ginormous offers from other teams.
Hey, Wojo, question for you. You've covered sports a long time. I'm not calling you old, although I kind of am. So last week, Dan Campbell was exercising with his team. What do you call the exercise that he was doing with his team? Go ahead.
Oh, God. I imagine you guys were debating this.
No, there was no debate.
No debate. They are called up-downs.
Thank you.
What I call
Thank you. One-ups.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was making a description, yes, and he said one-ups. And I, as well as any other individual who has been to a football practice, seen a football practice, participated in a football practice,
here he goes. He's getting all Bow and Brandy
it
again.
It is ridiculous.
Every time he starts talking about football.
One-ups. Crazy. Crazy. But
Jansen, are you starting to feel sympathy for me, what I put up with? on a daily basis.
No question.
And I can't believe I have to answer questions from Rieger in the morning for a change.
But, I know. It feels so great. Hey, Woj, he doesn't even know about what went down yesterday. We've gotten a couple ticket texts on it, but I definitely not told him on purpose.
What happened?
Oh, no. If he tells you this story, you will never look at him the same way again. You might not even let him on the show ever again, because I'm considering banning him as well.
All right, so at 9:52, he is going to tell me his story. Yeah. But before we let you go, Woj, we did talk about this with Dan Campbell, with Brad Holmes, with the coaching staff, and the feeling from top down that this is different with the Detroit Lions, the accumulation of draft picks, whatever you want to, whatever reason it is. Give us one on each side, a pro and a con. Why do you believe this is different this year with the Detroit Lions, and why is it the same? And you can't just say it's the Detroit Lions.
You could.
Right, I'm not going to just say SOL. That's routine.
That's a very valid point by you, by the way.
Yeah, different from the standpoint of a new way. I won't say a new way of thinking, because people get caught up. Oh, it's a new attitude. They're all fired up. But I do go back to the word connectivity. Like Bob Quinn had to keep the previous coach and then brought in his own coach. And then over time, Patricia and Quinn had different. These guys are going to be pulling in the same direction, Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell. No, and that means from roster building, from trades, from quarterbacks. You say that's not a big deal. I think that's a huge deal, because that's not what the Lions have had over the years. They've had fractured staffs and fractured teams. The one con, the defense still, like, we like Aaron Glenn. Everybody likes Aubrey Pleasant, the secondary coach, what they bring. Do they really have enough pieces? They won't be the worst defense in the league again, I don't think. But do they have the pieces to jump into the top 20 defensively? I can't say that. The whole key to that, to me, is the defensive line and the rookies that they drafted, Levi and Emil. That's the huge key to a quick boost on the defensive line.
I agree.
Hey, Woj.
Yeah, what?
We'll end it with this. I asked you about exercise. We just got this ticket text. Wait, are you giving any credibility to exercise knowledge from Wojo?
That's a fair point.
It's a very fair point, yeah.
Thanks, Woj.
Take care. Woo!
See you next time, Woj. Yeah,
we'll talk to you next week. That was the other half, the better half. Or
definitely
maybe not.
Better.
Yeah.
No,
of
no.
The Wojo and Rieger show.
Definitely
we're
better.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to find out what Wojo was talking about. What is going to make me lose my mind that you said yesterday?
No.
Came
it was something I did.
It's something you did.
Yeah,
okay, well,
even worse.
Even better. 97.1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.